Today Shir Masech, the Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Ches. We will begin on Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amid Beis, four lines from the bottom. We learned in the Mishnah Ketzer Nafla Deleika that if Chas V'Shalom, a fire breaks out on Shabbos, the halacha is Matzil and Shalashutas. You're allowed to save the amount of food you need for three meals. Begins the Gemara Tanah Rabbanan Kamasudas Chayiv Adam Lech B'Shabbos. How many meals does a person have to eat on Shabbos? Shalosh. The Tanakama, the Rabbanan's opinion is that you have to eat three meals. Rav Chitka, on the other hand, says Chai, that you're obligated to eat Abrasutas, that you're obligated to eat four meals. And again, the three meals, according to the Chum, one meal at night and two by day. And according to the Rav Chitka, one by night and three by day. The halacha is what the number of halachas. One shaila is that if somebody missed eating the suda Friday night, so the Ramah and Ayur Chaim Simon Reish Tzadik Aleph Sif Aleph teaches us, you can make it up by day. Another question is, if somebody wants to divide the shachris, the meal he eats in the morning, Shabbos by day, in two, and say Brichas Amos in the middle of the two meals, is that considered for two meals? Tosfos holds, the Devei Maaskel B'Mincha, on Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, holds, and this is in line with Tosfos that we discussed in our previous year, Tosfos' opinion is that the meal, the Shal Shudas, is supposed to be eaten in Shabbos afternoon. So you can't divide the meal in the morning into two. On the other hand, it's interesting that there are other Rishonim that disagree, and they say, the Rajba, the Ran, that they quote the Baal Halachas, that the Shal Shudas does not have to be in the afternoon. It could be even in the morning. And therefore, you have a question of Baruch Hashem Tzricha L'Gufa, but you could technically be Yotzer HaMitzvah. We will discuss the question, if you can be Yotzer Shal Shudas, do you have to eat bread, or could you eat for Shal Shudas different foods and also be Mekayim the Mitzvah? B'Shneim, and both of them, Mikra Echadarshu, they learned this halacha from the same pasuk. The pasuk says, V'yom ha'moshe echlu ha'yoyim, k'shabes ha'yoyim l'ashem, ha'yoyim l'samtsu b'sada. Rav Chitka Amar, the pasuk clearly indicates the word ha'yoyim three times. It says, Rav Chitka, hani tlosa ha'yoyim, this that the pasuk says ha'yoyim three times, is levar me'urtas, for the three meals that we eat by day, excluding the night meals, so for it's a total of four meals. Rabbanan suddenly, and Rabbanan on the other hand hold, behadid urta, the three meals are including the night meals, so you have a total of three. Tanan, ask the Gemara, Nafla Deleika. It's interesting. Machloikas Rishonim Achroinim. This chiyuv of eating Shal Shudas, is it three meals on Shabbos? Kontra of Chitka, four meals. Is that a chiyuv deraisa or derabbanan? The Shalah says that from Rashi, the Reamaskel Telosa, it's mashma that the chiyuv of Shal Shudas is a chiyuv deraisa. The Miri says that the psukim that we just learned is only an asmachta. And the Maril brings a proof that the chiv of eating Shal Shudas is only a derabbanan, because the Rishonim say that women are also mechuyev to eat Shal Shudas on Shabbos. And the Raya is Sha'af Hein Hoya Bayis HaNeis, they were also in the Neis of the Mon. Now, the Maril says that this concept of Avhein Hoya Ois Banes is only applied by the Rabbonans. That's not a concept which is applied by the Raisis. So we see that this concept is applied by this halacha of Shalosh Shudas is a Raya that Shalosh Shudas is a the Rabbonan. Ask the Gemara, Tanan, Nafla Delek of Leil Shabbos, we learned in our Mishnah, for Fayech Chas V'Shalom broke out Friday night, the halacha is Matzilam Mazon Shal Shudas. we're allowed to save three meals. My love, isn't it referring to a situation, the loyochal, that he hasn't yet eaten? And even though he hasn't eaten, he could save only three meals, because that's the total amount of meals that you eat on Shabbos. It says the loy. It's talking about a case, the ochal, that he already ate Friday night. And that's why, so it's a question of Chitra, who says you have to have four meals on Shabbos. Says the Marloi. It's talking about a case, the ochal, that he already ate Friday night. And since he already ate Friday night, he only has three meals left. Continues the Gemara Shachris. If there was a fire that broke out in the morning, Matzil Mazon Shudus. My love, the loyachol. He hasn't yet eaten by day, and the total amount to eat is two meals. So you see that the total is only two meals. Says the loy. It's talking about a case, the ochal, that he already ate, and he's one meal today. So according to Chitka, he only has two meals left to eat. B'mincha, we learned further that if the fire, chas v'shalom, breaks out mincha time, matzil mazon sudachas. You'll have to save one meal. Again, my love, the loyachal. It's talking about a person who hasn't eaten yet the afternoon meal, but he only has one meal left, not two meals left like Rav Chitka. Says Mar loy dochal. So here we see, says Tosfos, that when is the time to eat shalosh shudos? It's the time by mincha time. And as I said before, that's why Tosfos says it's inappropriate to divide the meal in the morning of shacharis and eat two meals. Ritva says that's not a raya, because it's just usual that they ate Suda Shlishis mincha time. That doesn't mean that you can't eat it before that time. And therefore, the Rashba, as I said, quotes the Chizkatanis that you can. It's interesting that Tosfos in Masechta Pesachim, Daf Kuf Heyom and Aleph, Divrei Amask Vahani Mili, says that you shouldn't eat shalosh shudos too late in the afternoon, because he says that that's a time when people aren't supposed to drink, because the neshamas go back to Gehenna at that time. And if somebody is going to drink, he says you're taking away from the liquid that's available for those neshamas. There's another question, that if you missed Shabbos morning meal, can it be made up in the afternoon? The Bach says that it can't be made up, that the time for eating the Suda Shabbos is strictly in the morning. And if somebody missed eating the Suda Shabbos in the morning, the halacha is, according to the Bach, that meal can no longer be made up. Very big chiddush. Continues the Gemara. Also, there's an important halacha that the Paiskim discuss, that if somebody has food, when should he eat the best food? And the halacha is that kavod hayoyim is kaidim lekavod halayla. The halacha of kavod Shabbos by day takes precedence over kavod by night. That's the Gemara in Masechta Pesachim, Daf Kuf Hei Amud Aleph. And that's why there's a Yamsha Shloima that says that the Sudas Boiker, the Suda that we eat Shabbos by morning, takes precedence over the Suda that we eat by night. And therefore, he says that if he used to eat fish, he didn't eat fish Friday night. He enjoyed eating fish. He didn't eat fish Friday night. He only ate fish Shabbos morning, to show that Kavod Hayoyim is better. And the Shari Tshuva in Simen Resh Ayin Aleph, Sifkaton Aleph, says Shemisha Chavolov Min Machel Ech Acher. If somebody likes a certain food, Yesh Leila Nichoy Asuda Shachris. So again, the Gemara tried to bring a raya from our Mishnah that on Shabbos we're only obligated to eat three meals, not like the opinion of Chitka, who says that you eat on Shabbos four meals. Ask the Gemara of Amid Tani Sefer. Let's learn the Sefer of our Mishnah. The Sefer of our Mishnah says, we always save three meals. That, just Rabbi Yossi's opinion is that even if you already ate the meal, there's a halacha that you could always save three meals. Says the Gemara Mechlal, isn't this clearly indicative? The Tanna Kamma Shlosh Tfilei also agrees that there's only three meals in Shabbos. Says the Gemara, not four, says the Gemara al machvata masnisen tlokav chitka. Our Mishnah is clearly an indication that we don't follow the opinion of Rav Chitka. Our Mishnah is clearly following the opinion of Rabbanan that on Shabbos we only eat three meals. Ask the Gemara, there's a Mishnah Masech to pay up. For Hada Tanan, if somebody has enough food for two meals, the loch is lo yitum and a tamchui. He shouldn't take, the, in those days, the Gemara Masech of Basra, Dav Ches Omer Aleph, says that there were two charity funds. One was the tamchui, and one was the kupa. The tamchui was used to support poor people that came to the town. The kupa was used to support people who lived in the town. Not, and of course, the tamchui was used for both. And the kupa was only used for people who lived in the town. And the aloch is, and as the Rishonim explained this Gemara, that from the tamchui they supported two meals, one day at a time. From the kupa, they used to give for a whole week. So says the Mishnah there, Mishesh le'mazon shtei sudas le'yutum ha'tamchui. You got every day's meal. You need two meals a day, so you're not entitled to take from the tamchui. Mazon arba asa sudas, mava aban asri. If you have enough for 14 meals, le'yutum ha'kupa. You can't take from the kupa. Ask the Gemara Mani. So who's the Tana of this Mishnah? It doesn't follow not the opinion of Rabbanan, not the opinion of Chitka. Four says the Gemara. E Rabbanan, if you want to suggest that's following the opinion of Rabbanan, Chamesri Havin, every week has 15 meals, because on Shabbos you have Shalosh Shudos, so there's one extra meal. And here Rav Chitka, and if you want to say it's following the opinion of Rav Chitka, it's even more difficult, because Rav Chitka holds, as we learned, that on Shabbos you're supposed to eat four meals, so you'll have a total of 60 meals, and here it says 40 meals. Answers the Gemara Le'alam Rabbanan. It's following the opinion of the Rabbanan. Then really, because we tell him, we give him a meal, two meals a day, one in the morning and one at night. My the boss lemechel b'afuke shabso, the night meal of Shabbos, achle b'shabso eaten on Shabbos. So that means you'll have the Friday night meal, the Shabbos morning meal, and the Matzah Shabbos meal, which you'll eat early. So that should be your suda shlishes. I asks Rashi that we're going to learn in tomorrow's shir that on Shabbos you're supposed to eat lava malka. So if he's going to eat this meal by day, he's not going to have food for lava malka. Says Rashi, the obligation to eat Lava Malka was only said to somebody who has food available. But if somebody doesn't have food available, he does not have an obligation to eat Lava Malka. Lema. So now, Lema, Rabbanan Hivalar of Chitra. So is this clearly an indication that this Mishnah Paschal is like Rabbanan, not of Chitra? Says the Gemara, I feel a time of Chitka. We could say that it even follows the opinion of Chitka. Damrinle, for we tell him, my the boys lemechel about Mali Shapsa, what you were supposed to eat, Erev Shabbos, achle lor to eat by night. So that means the food, the meal you're supposed to eat by day, Shabbos, eat Friday night. And then the meal, and then the other meal from Matzah Shabbos, you'll have by day. So in other words, eat your Friday meals or by night, or on Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, is that a legitimate approach? That means you're telling him that all the food that you get for Friday, save for Shabbos. Does that mean that we're going to tell him to fast the entire Friday? That doesn't seem to make sense. Says the Gemara, Ella, whose opinion we're going to go back, says the Gemara. And we could say that Mishnah Masech Tepeya follows either the opinion of Rav Chitka or Rabbanan. There aren't enough meals being distributed. How many? Who is the Tana of this Mishnah? Rav Akiva. It's following the opinion of Rav Akiva. Dama Rav Akiva teaches us, Asei Shabbat Chachova Tatzdarach Lebrius. That even though a person is supposed to eat Shal Shudas on Shabbos, three meals according to Rabbanan, four meals according to Rav Chitka, and here we're talking about an individual who doesn't want to rely on tzedakah. And if a person doesn't want, should not rely on tzedakah, and therefore it's better to eat only two meals like they used to eat every day, rather than eat more than that, rather than to take tzedakah. So it's interesting how the Rishonim and Achronim look at this approach. The Tosfos, the very Maskil Ha, says there's a difference between a poor man who's supported by tzedakah and one who supports himself without requiring tzedakah. He says that a poor man who can make a small, a meager living, but not needing to take tzedakah, should not eat Shalosh Shudos on Shabbos if he can afford it, rather than taking tzedakah. But, he says, there's a fund that's feeding poor people, that fund should, and they're giving people who are already taking tzedakah, they should give the person three meals for Shabbos. Since these people are unfortunately relying on tzedakah anyway. And not only that, says the Torah says that this person who's of limited means should try to skimp during the week from some of the food that he's going to eat, that he too should have better food for Shabbos. The Gemara in Masechta Beis teaches us that a person's income for the entire year is already made up on Shamayim or Rosh Hashanah, except for Shabbos and Yom Tov expenses. The more he spends for Onik Shabbos, the more he'll earn that year. And therefore, when it comes to Onik Shabbos, the halach is that spend as much as you need. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you borrow and I'll pay back. So ask Tosfos that since Hashem proclaims, why does Rabbi Kiva say, Asay Shabbat Chachol, Valtetztarach Rebrius? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is guaranteeing us that we'll have what we need. So the Teres Kedem explains that the concept of a Lua Live Ani Pereya is only set to somebody who has a source of income. But he finds that he's short of money before Shabbos. So such a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Luvu Alai V'ni Pereya. But somebody who never doesn't have any source of income and doesn't really see how it will be possible for him to ever pay that back, to such an individual, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Asay Shabbat Chachol V'loi Tetzdarach Lebrius. So I saw a beautiful word from the Imre Chaim. He explains, Asay Shabbat Chachol, if you'll make your Shabbat Chachol, if the whole week you'll be thinking about, during the Chol, you'll be thinking about Shabbos, L'Tetzdarach Lebrius. If a person, his entire expenditure of food, or his entire week, evolves around, what do I need L'Kavit Shabbos? The haftach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that such an individual, like Tetzdarach Lebrius, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him that he shouldn't need to rely on tzedakah. Says the Gemara, V'hadatnan, ein poskel la'ani, that the Mishnah there says in Masech Tepeya, that we don't give to a person, however makam makam, a poor person that's traveling from town to town, b'kikah b'punjin, there was a loaf of bread that could be bought for a type of coin that's called a pinyon. Me'ar b'sar b'sela. When you could get four sar of chitin is bought for a seller. So then with a pinyon, you could buy a loaf of bread that's made from a quarter kav chitin, which is two meals. So they have enough for two meals. Lon, if the person stays over in the city, sleeps over in the city, noisnei panosas lina. We give him amount that he needs for lina. We'll see in a minute what that means. Vim shavas, if he's staying for Shabbos, noisnei mazon shalashudas. Then we give him enough for three meals. Lema, isn't this clearly an indication, rabbanan hi, that this is following the opinion of rabbanan, v'loi Rav Chitka, because according to Rav Chitka, the halacha is that you should be given four meals for Shabbos. Says the Gemara L'Olam, this Mishnah could even follow the opinion of Rav Chitka. And we're talking about an ani, ki goyin d'ikas suda ba'adei, that already has one meal with him. And since he already has one meal with him, we only have to give it. The meal that you already have, achle, eat that together with the other three meals that we're giving you for Shabbos, and you'll have enough for Shabbos. But ask the Gemara, if we're making this poor person eat up all the food that he has, then so when he's going to leave the city, he's going to leave with nothing, with no food available to him. And says the Gemara, when he's about to leave, and we see that he has no food left to him, then mavin le'suda ba'day, we give him another food with him. The Magen Avraham asks, what's going to be the halacha if somebody doesn't have, only has enough for two meals for Shabbos, and he doesn't want to take stock as we discussed a moment ago? Should he divide that those two meals into three, and every meal will be small, or should he just eat two meals? The Magen Avraham says it's better that he should eat two meals, and they should be satiating meals, versus eating only one meal and eating three meals, and there will be no meal that he eats that he's full from. Says the Gemara, my Parnassus Lina. We also said that we give this person who stayed over in the city Parnassus Lina. Ask the Gemara, my Parnassus Lina. What is Parnassus Lina? Says the Gemara, Amar Papa, pour you a bed, obesadya, and linen. Tana Rabbanan. Karas Shachuban Arvis, the dishes that somebody ate with Friday night, Medichan Lechel Shoshachris. He could wash them so he could have them for the Shabbos morning meal. Shachris, if the dishes and cups that you used Shabbos in the morning, medichan lechem ben tzarayim, you could wash to have for shal shudus. But tzarayim, the meal, the cups that you wash for the Shabbos after for the shal shudus for sudus shlishis for the Shabbos afternoon meal, medichan lechem ben mincha, mincha ve'elach. But if you ate shal shudus, shuvayna medich, you can't wash your cups anymore. The reason is because it's hachana, because you're doing it for during the week. You don't need these cups for Shabbos. Avo, kais v'ketonish v'tzluchis, cups that you're going to need to drink even after you ate shal shudus. Particularly if we go back to the opinion that we cited from Tosfos at the beginning of our shir, that sudus shlishis should be eaten early. So there's time left in the day to eat sudus shlishis. Medich v'holach kol hayom kulay. You can wash all day long. Shein kvar l'shtiyah. The halacha is that drink you can drink all day, so you're going to need cups all day. So the Magen Avraham paskens that you could wash at night. Let's say you had a meal Friday night, and either you know that you're not going to need as many dishes and cups Shabbos by day as you ate Friday night, or you're not going to be home Shabbos by day, or you're an individual that has, Baruch Hashem, plenty dishes and plenty glasses, so you don't have to use those glasses that you use Friday night. Still says the Magen Avraham, on Friday night you'll have to wash the dishes. The Tais for Shabbos disagrees. Tais for Shabbos says that anybody who has the ability that he shouldn't have to wash the dishes Friday night has no right to wash the dishes Friday night. So here we're learning that washing dishes on Shabbos, you have to be very careful unless there's a real need. However, the Mashag in Chelek Aleph Siman Aleph says that if somebody wants to wash the dishes, and he's not washing the dishes because he needs the dishes, it's Shal Shudas time, or it's a meal, or even according to Tosfos Shabbos, where he's not going to need those dishes again. But he just doesn't want his house to look messy. Then the halacha is he's allowed to wash his dishes because he's doing it L'Kavod Shabbos, that his house should be nice and clean L'Kavod Shabbos. Or similarly, I saw the Paiskum say, again, most hospitals use a dishwasher. But let's say they're washing dishes in a hospital, and there's an issue of keeping the hospital kitchen in a sterile environment, and leaving around dirty dishes is certainly not healthy. Their halacha is that even if you don't need the dishes anymore, you may wash them on Shabbos. Amar Rav Shimon ben Pazi, Amar Rav Shimon Levi, Mishum b'Kaporo. Kol Mekayim Shalosh Sudos b'Shabbos. Whoever eats three Sudos on Shabbos, Nitzah Mishalosh Pruneus, he will be saved from three punishments. Mechevel Shel Mashiach, they're going to be pain in the world before Mashiach comes, and that won't be for this person. Bedina Shel Gehenim, Umeh Mechemes Goy Gemogad. Mechevel Shel Mashiach, Ksiv Hocho Yoyim, as we started the shiur, the Torah uses the words Yoyim regarding eating the Sudos of Shabbos. V'ksiv Hosom, by the Nevuah about Mashiach, Hinei Necha Shaleich L'chem Esaliyah Novi L'fnei Ba Yoyim. B'dinei Shel Gehenim, Ksiv Hocho Yoyim, V'ksiv Hosom regarding Gehenim, Yoyim Evro HaYoyim Ahu. M'mechem Eskoy Gemogog, Ksiv Hocho Yoyim, V'ksiv Hosom B'yoyim Ba Goy. So he says, so we see from here the connection between these two things. And as I saw the Satmar Rebbe in the Sefer Divrei Yoel, on Sukkos explains, that somebody during the three meals on Shabbos, the three meals that we eat on Shabbos are a time that we're supposed to be thinking about how we grow in Avodas Hashem. So somebody, because he's focused on the word Kol Mekayim, what does Kol Mekayim mean? So somebody, while he's eating those three meals on Shabbos, is mekabel on himself, accepts on himself to grow in his avodas Hashem, such a person will be nitzel from all of these three punishments. He says another pshat. He says that when the days of Mashiach that's going to come are going to be considered Shabbos. And those days will be, as we often say, Yoyim Shekulai Shabbos. What is Chevelei Mashiach? Chevelei Mashiach means the time before Mashiach as we're preparing for Mashiach to come. So it says the Satmar Rebbe. The Gemara says here, Kol Mekayim Shalosh Sudos B'Shabbos. It doesn't mean eating the meals. Kol Mekayim Shalosh Sudos means the person who's preparing those three meals. You can't have three meals unless you prepare yourself for those three meals. So if somebody spends time in this world preparing for the Shalosh Sudos, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, the Chevelei Mashiach, which are the days that prepare us for Mashiach, the lead up to Mashiach, you will be saved from. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishim Rabbi Yossi, Kol Ma'anikas HaShabbos, somebody who makes an Einik Shabbos, the Halach is, Noislein Nachla B'Lei Mitzarim. He's going to get reward without any limit. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, first the Pasuk says, V'keros l'Shabbos Anig, and then the Pasuk says, Os t'sanik al Hashem, V'kafticho abom se'oretz, V'chalticho nachlas Yaakov Avicho. You'll get the Yerusha of Yaakov Avicho. Says the Gemara, Loi kavrom, you won't get, like it says by Avram Avinu, Shekos b'chumas alak b'oretz l'orcho, that he only was going to receive Eretz Yisrael. Loi k'yitzchok, not like Yitzchak Shekosboy, that the Pasuk says by Yitzchak, Kilecha ulozaracha etain eskola artsus ael. Again, limited. El Kiyakov, like you're going to get like Yaakov Avinu Shekosboy, that regarding Yaakov Avinu, which says, Yufrat the Yom of a Kaid Mutzfoin of a Negba. So I saw the Briskerov explains that the Nachlo of Avram and Yitzchak are Eretz Yisrael, within its borders. But Yaakov Avinu was promised uferatzda, that he's not limited to Eretz Yisrael. But Yaakov Avinu was promised that he will get without any shear. Says the Gemara of Nachman Yitzchak Omer, Nitzel Meshibit Golius. Somebody who is Ma'anig as a Shabbos won't have to have Golus. Ksiv Hocho, V'kafticha Bom Se'oretz, V'ksiv Hosom, and it says where Moshe Rabbeinu gave Klal Yisrael a bracha before he passed away, you will be prevail over the umas olam. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, kol ma'anik shabbos noisle mishal sliboy. Whoever does einik shabbos will get whatever he desires. Shenemar v'saneg al Hashem v'yiten lecha mishalus libecha. since this person wants to be Ma'anik Shabbos, the Mashal explains, he spends a lot of money for Onik Shabbos. So, on the other hand, we just spoke earlier in the shir that you're not supposed to collect stucco for Tzarche Shabbos. So therefore Hashem says to him, I'll give you everything that you need, and since you'll have everything you need, then you won't have to worry about needing to collect stucco for Shabbos. I saw that the Shemesh Shmuel explains, Kol ha'manik shabbos noisla mishalas liboy. We give this person the seichel mishalas liboy, that he should know to ask for the right thing. Some people don't know what's important in life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help him that he'll ask for the right thing. Another pshat I saw from the Ben Ish Chai, he says, Kol ha'manik shabbos noisla mishalas liboy. That means that somebody goes beyond the halacha. The halacha is, we discussed in our previous shiurim, that on Shabbos, you're not supposed to dress like during the week, and you're not supposed to talk like during the week. But, ma'ahirurim mutarim. But if somebody is so ma'anik as a Shabbos, that he's careful, that he doesn't think on Shabbos also about weekday things, such a person, if he was Mekadosh, he sanctified his Machshava, that on Shabbos he only thinks about Divrei Kedusha, so then he deserves the Mishal Sliboy, everything that's in his heart, he should get as well. Says the Gemara further, Oynik Zeh, Eini Yidei Mahu, how do you fulfill Oynik Shabbos? Shoyim V'Kros L'Shabbos Oynik, what is Oynik? Have Oynik Zeh Oynik Shabbos? Says the Gemara, Mama Angoy, how does one do Oynik Shabbos? Rav Yehuda b'Reid Rav Shmuel b'Shelus b'Shmeider Av Omer b'Tavshel Shel Tarden beet salad b'Dogim G'doylim big fish v'Rosh Hashumin garlic. These were all considered delicacies. Of course, all the Paiskim say when we speak about these delicacies, everybody's delicacies is very subjective. And what was a delicacy in the time of Chazal is not necessarily a delicacy nowadays. Says the Gemara, Chibar Ashiyam afil dava mu'at. Even somebody, as we spoke a number of times in our shir, can't afford to make a lot for Shabbos. But whatever he does, l'kavet Shabbos, so he does l'kavet Shabbos, hareza oynik, that's considered oynik Shabbos. Mahi, says the Gemara, what is being referred to here? Says the Gemara, Amra Papa Kasa the Harsana. It was some sort of dish made out of fish. It was and if somebody makes a L'Kavod Shabbos, that's called there was Ma'anik Shabbos. So Machlokes Rishonim, if the mitzvah for Onik Shabbos is a mitzvah deraisa or derabbanan. The Rabban holds that's mederaisa. Shabbos is considered mikroi kodesh. That's why you're not supposed to fast, says the Rashba on Shabbos. The Rambam holds that Oynik Shabbos is a mitzvah derabbanan. And the question is, how could you say that it's a deraisa when our Gemara clearly learns it from a pasuk in Nach that says, v'keros l'Shabbos Oynik. And that, so it says the Prima Gadim, that a pasuk in Nach says that refers to a din in the Torah is still considered deraisa. And he says, if we look at the end of that pasuk, the pasuk says "Kifi Hashem Diber." So we see very much that it's considered. Says the Prima Gadol, we could understand the opinions that it's a deraisa. Even if we'll say that it's Oynik Shabbos is a deraisa, or even if it's Rabbanan, the halacha is that Oynik Shabbos is not the same as Simcha. Simcha has very clear definitions. Ain't Simcha el v'bos v'yayin? You have to eat meat. You have to drink wine. Oynig is much more of a subjective experience. And therefore, some people have what is Oynig Shabbos for some people may not be Oynig Shabbos for other people. And therefore, if somebody wants to fast on Shabbos, he had a bad dream, or he enjoys fasting, technically, you're allowed to fast on Shabbos. Because Shabbos has Oynig Shabbos and not just Simcha. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba. Amar Rav Yochanan. Kol Shabbos Shabbos Kol Chosoy. If somebody properly observes the Shabbos, afil avodah zarah kedar enish. Even if he worshipped avodah zarah like the dar enish, moichum loy, he's going to have mechila. Shenema ashri enish yasazois mechaloloy al tikri mechaloloy ela mocholoy. So the Taz in Ayur Chaim Simon Reish Mem Beis says an incredible halacha. We know that the Gemara Masech Yuma that Pei Vav says that there are certain averis, that different types of averis require different situations to have mechilas avoinus. He says what our Gemara here is teaching us is that when it comes to Chilul Shabbos, when it comes to Shabbos, if somebody is shomer Shabbos, says the Taz, then he that has the ability that no matter what type of avera he did, that needs all types of punishments, or maybe even punishments for which there is no tshuva. Shabbos has the ability to be, that you should have mechilas avoinus. Because Shabbos represents, explains the Tver Shmuel, that somebody believes in Hashem. He believes that Hashem created the world. He believes that even though maybe I want to open up my business on Shabbos, I don't have to open up my business on Shabbos. I could try, I could rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Such a person who lives with that type of emunah doesn't have to worry. He will have mechilas avoinus. So I saw that the Sefer Shir Ma'oin explains, why does it say filu kedar enosh? So he says that the Gemara, the Rishonim, say in many places that the Ovdei Avodah Zarah Bezman Hazeh, people who worship Avodah Zarah Bezman Hazeh, are not really considered Ovdei Avodah Zarah. They're just minig avaseim b'yadeim, they're following the tradition that they have from their forefathers. Who was the first one, however, says the Shir Ma'oin, that worshipped Avodah Zarah? The first one that worshipped Avodah Zarah was Enosh. And so his Avodah Zarah is a worse Avodah Zarah than anybody else's Avodah Zarah. And teaches us the Gemara that not just that somebody who worships, who's Shomer Shabbos, has Mechilas Avoinus, even an Avodah Zarah, but even if he's an individual who worships Avodah Zarah, Kedar Enosh, who is the originator of Avodah Zarah, he still could be comfortable and confident that if he's Shomer Shabbos, he'll have Mechilas Avoinus. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rav, Imali Shom Yisrael Shabbos V'Shoina. If Klai Yisrael, if all of Klai Yisrael would have been Shomer Shabbos the first Shabbos, Lo Shalta Ben V'Loshin, nobody could have prevailed over them. Shnemar V'Hi B'Yom Yishvi Yotzim Ben Malach Lilkoit. They went to collect mon on Shabbos, even though Moshe Rabbeinu had expressly told them not to do so. And then the pasuk says, V'Ksib Asrei V'Yova Amalek. That's the punishment for violating Shabbos. Am Rabbi Yochanan Mishim Rav Shim Ben Yochai. Amalei Misham Yisrael Shtei Shabbosos Kol Chosan. If Klai Yisrael would be Shomer Shabbos 2 weeks, for two consecutive Shabbos, Miyad Negolim. Shenemar, Koy Ama Hashem L'Sarisin, Ashi Yishmer Shabsoisai, Iksib Asrei V'Voisim Al Har Kotchi. So of course, all the Mepharshim try to understand, why does it have to be two Shabbos, Shabbosos? One Shabbos should be enough. So I saw the Mepharshim explain that if a person is Shomer Shabbos the first week, then that makes the whole week after Shabbos a different type of week. And then after the first week being a different type of week, then the next Shabbos will be a whole different, will be a real Shabbos. So truthfully, the Gemara says, the Medrash says, the Yerushalmi quotes this, Om Rab Levi Misham Yisrael Sa Shabbos Kuroi Afil Yamechad. Even one Shabbos is enough. And the truth is, says the Sfas Emes, that one Shabbos is indeed enough. But when is one Shabbos indeed enough? One Shabbos is indeed enough if that individual has that Shabbos properly. How is a Shabbos really proper if you spent the whole week before it proper? And how does that happen if you did the previous Shabbos properly? Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yosi, Yehei Chelki, Mi'oichli Shalosh Shudos B'Shabbos. I should be zoicha to be from the people that eat shal shudus on Shabbos. Because we're learning here the tremendous schar that one gets for eating shal shudus on Shabbos. Says the Gemara further, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Yechalki migoymri halal b'kol yoyim. I should be from the people that say halal every day. And goymri halal means, of course, to say the entire halal, not like we say just on Rosh Chodesh, but like we say on Yontif. Ask the Gemara of Amar Mar, is that appropriate? Doesn't the Brisa say, Oye kaira halal b'kol yoyim? Somebody says halal every day, hareze mechara from a gadif, that halal was supposed to be said on certain occasions. If you say halal on other occasions, then you do. That's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. That's what the Mashal explains. The Magen Avraham says that even if you say without a bracha, it's inappropriate. However, says the Magen Avraham, it's only a consideration if you're saying it as he's trying to say halal. But let's say somebody's saying Tehillim, and he comes across the prokim, the charhalo, that of course he could say whenever he comes across them. But here we see that a person who says halal every day is sort of indicating that I only thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Nisim. But we're not supposed to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu only for Nisim. We're supposed to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything that we experience. Says the Gemara, what Rabbi Yossi meant was, Ki Kamrinin, what he meant was, B'psuki de Zimra. He says that Psuki de Zimra, when we say the two prokim of Halos Hashem Meneshamayim and Halu Kel B'Kotshoy, those two prokim should be said every day. And that's why the Poskim say that even if somebody, for whatever reason, missed saying Psuki de Zimra, he should at least say those two prokim. Amar Yossi, Yehi Chelki Mispalam Dum Dumechama. The appropriate time to daven is when the sun is red. Because when the sun is red, explains the Mefarshim, it reminds us of Gehenim, and a person therefore will daven different. Amar Rav Chibar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, mitzvah l'spalam dudu mechama. Indeed, it's appropriate to daven and dudu mechama. Amar Rav Zeir Maikro, Yerucha em Shemesh, ufnei yireyach dor dorim. So this is the makor for davening shachris kvasikin. That's the dudu mechama, when the sun comes up. But from this Gemara, it seems that the appropriate time to daven mincha is next to the shkia, when, again, it's the Dumei Chama, when the sun is going down. However, the Shaar Tshuva, in fact, the Shaar Tshuva quotes that the Arizal was careful to daven mincha late, next to the shkia. However, the Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Reish Lamed Gimel Sif Ches says that that's not appropriate minig, the daven mincha next to the shkia, because even though we're learning now there's an appointed daven in the Mdumei Chama, he says that it only means tefillah shachris, because if you daven shachris v'sikin, then the whole day will be a different day. But if we're going to wait to daven mincha late, he says, what's going to happen is you're going to forget Chas v'Shalom to daven mincha, and that's not something you want to, that's not worth it. V'amar Rabbi Yossi, hey, chelki m'meisi b'choy le'mayim. I should be from the people that pass away from stomach disease. D'amamar, Reuven shel tzadikim m'meisi b'choy le'mayim. And as Rashi and Tosfos both explain, if somebody has a stomach disease, then his entire system is cleaned out, and therefore he comes to Shemayim, Noki v'tar like Malachim. V'am Rabbi Yossi, Yechelki v'meisi v'derech mitzvah. I should be from those that died while I was doing a mitzvah. I asked the Mashah, we have a klal, Shluchim mitzvah ain't in the zoikim. Somebody does a mitzvah, doesn't get punished. He says that's, the mitzvah won't cause you any, doing a mitzvah never causes anything bad. That doesn't mean that the person won't pass away. I should be from the people who, like in Tveria, that's when who make Shabbos like the people of Tveria. They lived in a world that they didn't have watches. So how do they know when the day is? When the sun goes down. So Tveria was in a valley, and there were mountains all around it. So it got dark early. Sepiri, on the other hand, was on the top of a mountain, and it got dark later. So what the Gemara is saying is, they want to be from the people that make Shabbos early and end Shabbos late. Vam Rabbi Yossi, Yechalkim in Meshiva Beis Medrash. I should be from the people that bring people to the yeshiva, and not from the people that it's time to get to make the announcement that it's time to go out to eat. I should always be the person that causes people to learn. My shiur should be from the people who collect tzedakah, but there were two groups of people. There were people that gave tzedakah, that collected tzedakah, but they weren't the ones that had to divide it up. And dividing it up, you have to do it very carefully to make sure that the right person gets the right amount. And therefore, it's better to be in that job. I saw another pshat, Yechalkim Meshiva Beis HaMedrash, Vilayim Amidah Beis HaMedrash. There are two types of people. There are people that learn Torah, and there are people that support those that learn Torah. And he was saying was, I should be from the learners, not just from the supporters. Of course, the best is to be both. I should be in the group of people that are accused of doing the wrong things for ain boy, because like that I have kaparas avoinus. Omer Rapapa, and indeed says Rapapa, I had such an experience. Ladi chajdin, I was accused for lehavabi, but I didn't do it. Omer Yosef Chamish Beilus Baalti, I had relations with my wife 5 times. V'natati chamisha raza b'Yisrael, and I produced 5 great people in Klal Yisrael. On my inon, Rashma Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chalafti Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Tilim Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Nachman Rabbi Yosef. Asked the Mavika Vadimus, wasn't Vadimus also one of the people, Rabbi Yosef's son, who was a great individual? Answers the Gemara, Haina Vadimus, Haina Menachem. Vadimus and Menachem is one and the same. V'may Karli Vadimus. Why did he have the name Vadimus? Should Panav Domel of Rad. His face looked like a rose. He had a wonderful complexion. Lememri Rabbi Yosef Mitzvah Lekayim. Does it mean that Rabbi Yosef in his entire life only had relations with his wife 5 times? The Loch is you're supposed to have relations with your wife on a regular basis. Says the Gemara, Ela Ema, Chamish Pilus Baalti Vishnisi. The Gemara, Emsech Te'erv and Daf Kufa Mebei says that if somebody repeats the Bia twice, then he's going to have a boy. So he says, I did this 5 times, and it caused me to have these 5 great sons. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Miyomai lo karisi l'ishti ishti. I never called my wife ishti. L'shoiri shoiri, or to my ox that I call shor. L'ishti beisi. I recognize that my wife is what supports the whole home. L'shoiri sodi. And I called my ox the soda. And from here we're seeing that the Sichel Schulen is of a Talmud Chochem is important. And what Rabbi Yossi meant to say was that I completely rely on my wife. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Yomel in the style Kalti b'Mila Shali. I never looked at my Mokam Mili. Asked the Gemara Eini, V'amalei l'Rabbi, my Talmud Karo l'cha Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Why are you called Rabbeinu HaKadosh? Amalei, Yomel in the style b'Mila Shali. So if Rabbi Yossi had that same quality, he should also have been called Kaddish. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Milsach Rita Avibai. Rabbi had another additional thing. Shlahichnas Yodah Tachnas Avetai. He never put his hand under his belt. Vam Rabbi Miyamei Leroy Karis Basi Imri Chaluki. When I got dressed, I was very careful to dress in a tzniyistiga fashion, under the blanket. So that's why my house never saw the bottom of my clothing. Vam Rabbi Yossi. I never violated what my friends told me. I know that I am not a kohen. However, this is a very difficult tomorrow because somebody who's not a kohen is not allowed a duchen. So how did he go up? So some explain that he meant to say that he would go up but not use the bracha. Another pshat I saw was a leila duchen. Doesn't mean that she go say Birchus Kahanim. He wasn't a Kayan. What he meant to say was that he didn't, if somebody asked him to give a public lecture, even though he didn't feel that he was worthy of it, he still did it. And the third pshat is that he was actually a Kayan. But we know that when the Kahanim Duchen, they make a bracha. They say, Levarach's Amo Yisrael Bahava. When you give a, it has to be with a Hava. And Rabbi Yossi felt that he wasn't on the Madrega to say Bahava. But he said that I still knew that maybe I'm not worthy to make a bracha that way, to say Duchening that way. But if I'm asked to do it, I do it anyway. And that's where the minig comes from, the halacha, not just the minig. That Kahanim only go up to the Duchen when they're called up. Why? Because why we say Kohanim? Why do they need to be called? Because otherwise the Kohen thinks to himself, can I really do Nesias Kapayim? Am I going to give the bracha Bahava? So therefore we tell him, you have to go up. Once he's called up, the halacha says he can't not go up. I never said something, and then I had maybe regret for I said it. I said something, I accepted what I said, even though if I regretted it. I didn't try to deny. Amram Nachman, tastily the camp to Shalosh Shudus B'Shabbos. I deserve schar because I kept Shalosh Shudus B'Shabbos. So as we're going to start now the Gemara, different people, tastily, that they or their forefathers were very careful. So Rameh Shapiro, in his Sefer Or HaMeir, on Parshas Nosoi, explains, what is the Gemara teaching us here? The Gemara is teaching us a tremendous lesson. The lesson the Gemara is teaching us is that a person knows that he comes to this world for a certain purpose. And a person knows he comes to this world for a certain purpose. Everybody comes to the world for a certain purpose. And therefore, this person should recognize and try to figure out why is he in this world and then fulfill what he's in this world for. The Mashah says that that is the way we can understand why the Gemara means tasily. Tasily means that the person is asking for schar. Is that appropriate, tasily, that I should get schar? But according to the way we just explained, that question is very understandable. Tasily, I recognize what I came to the world for. I also saw that the Mefarshim explained, we just learned that you have to have Shalosh Shudus on Shabbos, so why do you deserve extra schar? So Mefarshim say that he did it in the proper manner. I reviewed it tastily, the Kiyamti Iyun Tefillah, that I daven with Kavona. So I saw that the Ben Yoyod explains, of course he's supposed to daven with Kavona. So he says what it means is, Rabbi Yehuda was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. Since he was such a tremendous Talmud Chacham, while he was learning, it would often happen that he would start thinking about the learning. So he says, Kiyamti Yin Tfila, when I davened with Kavana, I didn't think about learning. Amrav Hunabre Rav Shua, tastily, Dloy Signa Ba Amos Begile Rosh. I never walked 4 Amos without a yarmulke. So the Gra wants to say, from here is a raya that wearing a yarmulke, if it's not B'Shas Tfila, is a Midas Chassidus. Otherwise, if you were obligated to wear a yarmulke all the time, why is that tastily? But I saw a Moshe quotes the Chochmah Shleima that says that the Ikar Halacha of a yarmulke is only that it should cover part of the head. That you should have a large yarmulke, that's what he meant. Amar Vayesh, tastily the camp to mitzvah tefillin. That I never walked anywhere without tefillin. Vama Rav Nachman, tastily the kiyamti mitzvah tzitzis. I was careful to keep mitzvahs tzitzis. Amalei Rav Yosel of Yosel Brei the Rabbah. Avich b'may zotfei. What mitzvah did you see that your father was particularly scrupulous? Amalei b'tzitzis. He was very careful about the mitzvah tzitzis. And he explained, Yom Echad, one day, have a kosol b'darga. He was going up the steps. Ifsalei chuta. And one of the strings of the tzitzis tore. V'lei nochas v'asa. And he just stood in his place, until they brought him another pair of tzitzis. So I saw what's pshat in this Gemara. The pasuk says, "Davar bnei Yisrael v'aslam tzitzis akafei b'gdeim l'doroisam." The pasuk is teaching us, "Davar bnei Yisrael v'aslam tzitzis." People should be careful in the mitzvah tzitzis, and the schus that somebody is careful, v'aslam tzitzis akafei b'gdeim, that he's careful to put on the tzitzis properly, he will be zoicha l'doroisam, to have generations, to have children, descendants, that will be Talmidei Chachamim, Yirei Shamayim.